Well, I think the most interesting thing about the new version is the enhanced ink-to-text experience. In version one, for people who have used it, we have what's called the tablet input panel, and it's always docked, essentially, at the bottom of the screen. And what you would do is you would open the application that you want to go ahead and ink into, and then give focus to the field in that application that you want text to go to, and then you would move your head down and your eyes down, and then ink on the tip at the bottom of the screen. And it really created for kind of an unnatural experience where you had to move your head up, you know, up and down, and making sure that where your ink was going was where you wanted it to go. So we heard really good feedback from our users that they wanted that to be improved and have a more integrated experience. So we now have what we call the in-place tablet input panel. And now in any field, in any application, as you hover over the field, you get this little icon here. And so if I look on the subject field here, if I go ahead and tap on that, it brings up now the new tablet input panel proximate to the field that you want to enter the data in. And so now I can go ahead and start entering. Like, I'll say, hello, channel 9, exclamation point. Now, a couple things happen as I entered in that text. First of all, notice that the tip automatically grew. And this can keep growing to take up the entire length and width of the screen. So you can really enter in bunches of text, so multiple sentences. The second thing it did here, we have real-time recognition happening. So you can preview the text before the recognition before it's sent to the application itself. So in this case, I said, hello, channel 9, and it got it exactly right. So now I can go ahead and insert. So let me keep writing. This is an example of a new tablet operating system. And now I deliberately tried to write some of these things pretty badly, so I could show you the next thing, which is the correction experience. So this is an example of the new, well, got that right. I'm kind of surprised it got that right. Tablet operating system. So if you look here, it got operating wrong. So we know that handwriting recognition is a deep, deep science. And we do pretty well, but we'll never be 100% right for all the people in the world. So we needed to make sure if it does make a misrecognition that the user has a really good experience in correcting it. So that was a fundamental design point. So in this case, it misrecognized the word. So I can just tap on the word here, and it'll bring up the new correction comb. And in the correction comb, you can see character by character, and I can go ahead and change either one of these characters. Or it also shows you the alternate list. These are the top words it thinks it might be if it got it wrong.
Yep.
If I want to go ahead and change this, I'll just go ahead and say operating. Oops. And you can see I can just do that character by character and hit OK. And now go ahead and hit insert. And there you go. So the new in-place tip, we really think, goes a long way to helping with the efficiency of entering text via the pen. So there's some other skins within the text input panel, including this new character mode, where you can just enter in one character at a time. And if it gets something wrong, you can just go ahead and write over it again. And then you can bring up the alternate list right there as well if you want to get further.
Now, you don't need to train the tablet PC, right?
Right. No, at this point, the tablet right now, you more likely than not, you're learning it versus it learning you. In other words, somebody's got to change when it gets it wrong, and most likely it's going to be the human in this version. So you kind of learn the styles and the types of ink that it recognizes. We are working really hard in the future to make sure that the system does a better job of learning your handwriting.
Right.
And
now, in future versions, are you going to be able to train it, or will it? You said that mm-hmm. it'll learn your handwriting. What does that mean?
Well, there's a bunch of different ways to think about what it means for the system to learn your handwriting. One way would be something like the speech wizard. If you've walked through that before, will you basically give it a sample of your handwriting, and then from that it learns? That's one approach we're looking at. We actually think a more interesting approach, though, is the more you write, the more it learns about your handwriting and the types of words that you put in. So you don't have to go through any sort of explicit step for it to understand how to learn your handwriting better. So those are things we have in the research lab. We have a bunch of PhD artificial intelligence gurus on the team who are working on that right now. So it's pretty exciting.
Keep telling me, is there anything else cool that's...
Yeah, I want to show you another area of Lone Star, which is something we call context tagging. And I'll just bring up the address book and say I want to enter in a new contact here. So the recognition works fairly well in the general sense, but when you're in a specific field and you know that field's expecting certain types of characters or certain types of input, the system should be a lot better at doing handwriting recognition in that. And that's what we've created now in the new Lone Star edition, this context tagging infrastructure. So, for instance, I'm in a phone number field right here. And so phone numbers typically are numbers, not letters. So even if I enter something that looks like an S, it makes it a 5. So if we go SSS, 1, 2, 3, 4, it does a pretty good job of recognizing that, knowing that it's not looking for any numbers or any letters. Let me go ahead and, because, let me just go 5, 5, 5, 1, 2, 1, 2. Oops. And I got that very well. So let me show you another area of context. I'll bring up an address field. So here's a state field here. Well, there's 50 states. We should do a pretty good job of recognizing that. So let me really ink in a really bad form state here. I'll just go walk. And you can see that's really hard to recognize as a human being, but it has actually got it right. I did write Washington in. So context tagging is a really important feature. We have what we call 50 input scopes. And these input scopes help further restrict, you know, the type of input that the system is expecting. So first name, last name, zip code, email address, URL. We really work hard to make all of those work. Right. And we have what we call the context tagging tool, which allows you to apply context to any application without revving the application.
Okay. And so that's something that developers can use to...
Yeah, we have an API called the Set Input Scope API, but this tool, you don't even have to be a developer to use it. You could just be a tester, IT professional, and you can go ahead and tag the fields of an existing application. It creates a little XML manifest file, and then it just sits along your application, and then you get better accuracy of it because of that. I'll give you another example of context at play, which has to do with URLs. So URLs in the past were really hard to get. I mean, really, you know, a difficult space because you have slashes, you have some weird language model concerns. So I'll show you how it works here. So actually, why don't you give me your favorite website?
Scoble.weblogs.com.
Besides your own website.
Tablet PC Buzz.
Oh, there we go. So I'll just Tablet PC Buzz. And I got it. And I go .com. Now, we're particularly good at URLs, and the reason for that is we take context to the next level with URLs. First of all, as I tap on this field, notice that it says HTTP and www. It's because we know we're in a URL field, so you can just go ahead and type, you know, I can go HTTP, www, and it automatically inserts that. And now I'll do Tablet PC Buzz. And I go insert, and then I can put the .com, and then hit enter. And that worked really well. Now, the reason why URLs work well is we've looked at the top websites in the world that people go to, and our accuracy is better on those websites. We've actually trained on those websites. The second thing we do is we look at your history list. So we look at the websites that you go to the most, and we also do a better job of recognition because of that. So, in any case, the more you use the system, the smarter the handwriting recognition gets in the case of URLs.
Wow.
So those are some things in Lone Star.
That's cool.
Yeah. For developers, I know a lot of developers watch your show.
Yeah, some.
Some? How many?
I don't know.
You don't know?
300,000.
300,000? Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good. So for the developers out there, also Lone Star has the new ability with managed WinForm components to ink on those components within a web page. So if you're creating a web-based application and you want to be able to compose ink, you can do that now in Lone Star. Another feature we have for developers beyond the context tagging that I mentioned was a new real-time stylus object. So with the real-time stylus object, you can get packet stroke information near real time. So if you know, as you're inking across the screen, you can get that, you know, information real time, and then you can do interesting things with it, such as render it in different ways.